This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, babe.
Yes, ma'am.
What do most men want in a woman?
Realness, authenticity, a woman that's intelligent, that...
I'm not sure I understand it, but everything seems brighter now than before.
Put that foot down now. That's awesome.
All right, done. You get a twist out of this.
Look at this fine thing at work.
And I don't fall in love so easily, 'cause I don't wear my heart up on my sleeve. Yeah. I don't know if you feel the same, but every time I hear
you. You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
Yeah, we are back,
yes,
man.
We are.
It's been a couple weeks, but we are happy to be here.
We are.
Yeah.
Life happens, and so, you know, we had to take a moment, but here we are. We're excited. How you feeling today?
I am tired, to be honest with you. It's been a busy week, and I've been putting myself through a lot of stuff, but it's okay, because life keeps telling me to keep living, and that's what I'm going to do. How you doing?
My allergies have been bothering me. You know that. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, eyes watering, nose draining, like, sneezing all the time. Can't barely sleep. And me without sleep is not a good thing. So, but I'm excited because we're back. We're here. 9 o'clock. All right. We are elated to join you, that you've joined us today. Excuse me. Tongue twisted. Here we are. This moment in your life is an investment to better your future self and your relationship. Welcome everyone to our Wednesday show on the Evening Rush Network. We are your host, Shannon Linnell, with My Bulletproof Marriages, and we are talking about everything: relationships, marriage, entanglements, divorce, singleness, all that good stuff. We've been married for 19 years and we live in the state of VA with 4 amazing human beings. So welcome.
Yeah, and you should call in if you get a question, right? The number is scrolling below right now, and so, and our Cash App if you want to, you know, throw a little donation in there, right? You know, I'm just if you want to Steph Curry that thing on in there, I ain't gonna complain. But hey, we're happy, you know. And one of the things that, you know, we have not talked about that is pretty important is when you should get into a relationship. We've hit all over, like, the relationship side and, you know, what it takes to have a pretty good relationship, but we really haven't dived into what people should be doing before they get into a relationship, or really not what they should be doing, but how they should know, like, all right, I'm ready for, you know, a relationship. And it's funny because our 19-year-old,
I was gonna say that,
our is 19- actually the one that, you know, was like, hey, I want you to talk about this. And so, and she had a good point, right? Like, it's easy to think that you're ready. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you look around, there's a lot of people in not so great relationships. And so it makes anyone who's paying attention a little hesitant, like, you know, not wanting to jump the gun. And so we're going to get into it today. We're going to talk about, you know, what we believe is indicators to let you know, like, hey, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to take this into a relationship, into the next level. Mm-hmm. Especially if you got somebody already that you're getting close to, and you're not sure whether to, you know, really jump into it and make it official. We're going to cover those things first and foremost. The first thing is something that we've talked about a lot, right? And so that is to know, like, and love yourself. Man, I'm going to tell you something. Most people don't know who they are.
Amen.
All right? I'm just going to keep this as real as I can. We do not know who we are.
And to be clear, I don't want anybody thinking that we're not talking from experience. Like, yeah, we did not know ourselves for a very long time, and we're still on the journey of figuring out who we are every single day. So don't allow anybody to make you feel like, oh, they just know themselves so well. No,
like, we just had a conversation with somebody talking about, and it was funny because he was talking about how, and this is mainly about men, and I hate to admit it, but it's kind of true, but we get into this place where we want a woman to take care of us, right? We want them to do everything for us, right? Like, they're our mom, right? But then we say we don't want a mom. But we come into this thing like that, right? Like, treating her kind of like a mom. And we're expecting this woman to fulfill our needs and to give us all of these things that we want. But one, I mean, we shouldn't be coming into it like that, right? Mm-hmm. That we should be beyond that, and that's for a different conversation, right? But how can you expect someone to fulfill you or to give you something and you don't even know what you want? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you all over the place, and you see this, we see this a lot. I mean, in our own marriage, it was like that, like, I need you to do this for me, and then that wasn't good enough, and then they're changing, and then they don't like the very thing that they said that they wanted you to do. And mm-hmm. it gets confusing, right? Because the person doesn't know who they really are, what they really want. They are lost, and they're trying to figure it out. And so before you ever decide to get into a relationship, you need to first know yourself.
Yes.
Who are you? Right. Not what the world tells you, not what right. mom and dad tell you, and your cousins and your girlfriends or your homies, like none of that. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, not definitely not TV or the mute. My God, I'm just going to say it right now. Look, man, there is a narrative, right, that's being pushed in every single genre, music, movies, and commercials. They are telling you what to buy. You think that you're making that decision. I promise you. They are implanting the desire for that Clorox before you ever decide that you want the Clorox. And my point is this. A lot of times we take on the identity that we see mm-hmm. on TV and music, and it's being implanted, and we just assume that's who we are. That's what we want. And then 10, 15 years down the road, we're like, who am I? Right? And you start having these midlife crises, and you start, you know, making dumb decisions, and you can never stick to things because you're lost. Right. And so that's my little, you got to pull yourself away from all of that and look within. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy. No one wants to look within. It's easy to point the finger. It's really, really hard to look in the mirror. But it's one of the most freeing things you can ever do is when you begin to inspect yourself, you begin to explore who you really are, mm-hmm. begin to become introspective. That's the word. And really finding out who you are. But then the next thing is liking yourself, like liking what you find, mm-hmm. you know?
A lot of people do not like themselves.
No.
They don't. Because they don't even like looking in the mirror themselves. If they did, they wouldn't keep changing their look. If they wouldn't. There would be no reason for cosmetic surgeries. Because you would be good with whatever it is that God created. Because God's perfect. And God created you. So that means you're perfect. And I think a lot of times people, because you don't know yourself, right? Like he said, you look at this person, this thing, and oh, I need this. I need 15 cosmetic, you know, mascaras and lip liner and all these things. And I put this on, it's going to help me look younger. Why? You're supposed to get older.
Yes.
That's the whole point. Kind of, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to get grays. You're supposed to, you know, get wrinkles. Like, that's the whole process of life. You know, you're changing, you're evolving, you're growing, you're maturing. You should be.
Except what is a part of knowing who you are.
That's big.
Yeah. And we don't do very good at accepting what is. We are always worried about what isn't, right? And trying to make the what isn't a reality.
Oh,
and
so good.
That becomes a very big problem. And that's really another conversation too. But, you know, learning to know yourself, to really know yourself, and to be confident in that and walk in that. And it doesn't matter whether the whole world likes you or not, right? Like, you're good. You know who you are, and you can stand on that in any environment around any person, because then also you begin to value yourself. And so when you, and here's why this is really important, right? If you don't know who you are, another individual can treat you however they see you.
Mm.
They determine your value, okay? And that's no bueno, all right? That's no bueno. And I say, man, we see this all the time,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know why their partner continues to treat them like shit. Because you don't know yourself.
That's right.
So they set the standard of who you are and your value. But when you know who yourself and you're walking in that, you don't just let, right? And then you begin to attract like mind. We attract what we're like,
that's
not
right.
what we want, right? And newsflash, right? Law of attraction stuff, right? All that good stuff. But it's very real, but people have a misconception of it. It's not, I'm going to think about a new car and I'm going to get a new car. It's you attract into your life what you are.
Right. It's the energy pool of what you are, who you are.
Right.
The energy from that will influence the universe to bring everything to you, because it's just automatic.
You become a magnet.
That's it. For what it is that you are, not nothing you thought about. I mean, yes, you do have to consciously think about things. I'm not saying that, but what we're stating is, I know that it's taught nowadays in so many YouTube videos, and you know, people just here and there's another conversation, as you state. So many people are saying, you know, just, you know, manifest this, manifest that. That's all you got to do. That's all you're manifesting your whole life. Your reality is manifestation.
Right. You manifested all the debt that you're in.
You manifested
the bad relationships.
All of that.
You manifest all of that. Because let me tell you something. What we do right now determines what's going to happen tomorrow and the next day and 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. So what we are doing right now, okay, matters. And again, when you value yourself, when you are truly, truly confident, you will not only attract the right person in your life, but the value that you know that you're worth will be shown to you in the relationships that you hold. And this isn't just with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband and wife. This is everybody.
Everything.
Like your whole circle.
Career.
Yeah, your circle will be straight.
Yeah.
Like, they will value you because you value you.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I need y'all to catch hold of this, because there's a lot of y'all looking for value in another person. And then you go from one relationship to another and you never found your value. You're looking for somebody else to make you valuable. Baby, you're already valuable. You just can't see it.
Mm, mm, mm.
I'm just gonna come back because I could talk about this for a very long time. So know, like, and love yourself. Okay. I think y'all get the picture. All right. And if y'all need us to go deeper on that, let us know. We can do a whole episode on all of that good stuff. Okay.
I'm so glad that you noticed. Thank you. That yes, we both are wearing Kangos. Hey, this is my daddy's favorite hat. Okay.
Yeah, we rock it.
And so we rock it for him. Yes. We rock it just because we like Kango of him. So yes, thank you so much for that.
Yeah. And I dislike fake women. I dislike fake men too, though, to be honest with you, man. Like if you walking around fake, I'm not going to vibe with you. You're going to get the silent Chad. All right.
I will say this real quick before we move on to number two, is that this is how you will kind of, you will know for sure that you know yourself, you value yourself, you love yourself, you like yourself. Okay. Is when you can be in silence. When you can be in silence.
Talk, bro.
When you really can just be by yourself. The one thing that me and him are good at, which we weren't for quite a few years, was being by ourselves. And not even with each other.
Yeah.
Now he can go and be in the room like by himself without me for hours. He can be outside doing his own thing by himself. I can spend hours by myself. And the thing is, we don't even need anything on in the background. No television, no music, nobody talking to us, right? Just ourselves.
Yeah, silence isn't the radio.
If you feel like you always need to go out, you have the need to always be at the club, at the bar, you gotta always go, hey girl, what you doing? Yo dude, when we gonna hook up? If you always have to be around someone, check yourself.
Yeah, like that's needy, okay? And you're gonna attract like, okay? That's how I'm gonna tell you, all right? All right. Number two. All right. You're stable on your own. All right. What do we mean? Financially. Okay. So we just figured out I know myself. Mm-hmm. I like myself. I love myself. But now I'm good on my own. That means financially I'm straight. So why is this important? Because a lot of people are getting into relationships because they give you something.
Mm-hmm.
They give you money. They give you status. They're arm candy. I'm sure y'all know what I'm talking about, right? You're getting into a relationship because they provide you something that you think you need or don't have. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we want you to be stable on your own. I'm good with or without anybody, right? Which goes along with what she just said, right? I can be in a room by myself, but if she's in the room with me, then I know she's going to accent that whole moment, and it's going to be even better because she's in the room, right? But I don't need not a daggone person to be with me financially, right? I am not getting with you because you make X amount of money.
Right.
I'm good, right? Like, I don't
need to get with you so that way I could go ahead and financially now live a life that I desire. A lot of people do that. A lot of people are like, well, you make six figures.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I make about five. I'm trying to make six. So you know what? Let's go ahead and combine that together. You know what I'm saying? And then because I got the credit, you got the finances. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So let's combine that together. And then we could get ahead and live this life. But you're both miserable.
Yeah.
You're both miserable because it's not real.
Yeah. You're getting into it for the wrong reasons. Right. So like
if you're staying in a relationship because of sex. Because you slept with somebody and man, they was good in bed, but that's all they can do. That's it.
We see a lot of that.
Oh my God, so much, you know, and some people make so many excuses about it, but he's so good in bed. Honey, wake up. How old are you? That's why I say, how old are you? That's not mature. That's not a mature decision. He doesn't bring anything other than what he does in the bed, but you want to stay with him, but you're miserable. That doesn't make sense to me.
And we just talked about this Let's Talk About Sex. So mm-hmm. Y'all need to download the Evening Rush app. Go listen to that episode because we talk all about intimacy and sex. And it's not that sex is bad.
No.
Or we're not saying that we don't want you to have good sex or good intimacy. What we're saying is that shouldn't be the linchpin that holds the relationship together. And that shouldn't be the only reason you're with that person.
Amen.
Okay. There has to be, and we're going to get into it later into this, right? Which, yeah. Actually, the very next thing, right? So we might as well just go to it. The next one, right? Number three, do they have the it factor? I think that this is really, really important. Okay. again, we're not getting with them because they provide finances for me. We're not getting with them because they make me more popular, because they have a nice looking car, because, you know, my mom and dad told me that
they were good.
They were great.
Yeah, exactly.
And their parents and my parents want me to do this, so I'm going to do it. Like, none of that, right? Like, you know, you are getting involved with this person because they have the it factor. You've spent time with them. You've peeped out who they are, and you can begin to see a life with them, right? Like, I can't see my life without her, period, on any level. Yeah, I can be by myself, but when I think about 10 years from now, I think about her in that whole scenario, right? And so when you think about this person, as you're getting to know them, before you make it official, can you see them with you? Do they have it? And that's, you know, the it factor is going to be a little different for everybody, right? So don't think it's cookie cutter. You got to know what you're looking for, but you're also going to get this knowing on the inside. Like, it's just different. Okay. And if we're
all different.
Yeah, they're different. Like, and
they are truly different than anybody else that you've ever met. I mean, not just the opposite sex. I'm talking about just anybody, period, that you've ever met. And for some reason, you cannot get them off your mind. You're trying to. You're like, yo, I ain't good. That's how I was with him. I wasn't even trying to be in a relationship. I was like, I do not. And I told him, I was like, I do not want a relationship. Like, let's just be, we friends. So let's just be cool. Like, keep it moving. But I kept thinking about him. And I was like, God, he's so different. I was like, he's not. There was so many qualities about him that he was nothing like any guy I've ever met. He wasn't like any of my friends that I was hanging with. And I was like, oh man, there is something about, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a chance and just see. And we did, just, you know, just dating and seeing how that went. Well, here we are 19 years later. Yeah. And it's because we didn't need each other. That was a beautiful thing. We didn't really need each other. We just wanted to be with each other. And like I said, he just had that thing. It was just this thing I felt like. And even when we broke up, right? We broke up and we decided to just, no, we're gonna be apart. Nope, I'm good. I just remember my girlfriends called me up. You single now, girl? Come out with me. Hang out. Let's go clubbing. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, no, I'm good. I was like, nah, I'm good. And I just remember my father saying, like, you should go find Chad. You should go find Chad, because that was the most at peace you were, was with Chad. Yeah. Like, we just had each other and we were good with just each other.
But I think you just said something really important. And how do you really know if they have the it factor when things go wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Right. When things go wrong, do they still have that it factor?
Right.
Are they still all of that, right, that you thought that they were when everything was cool? Right. When they were giving you what you wanted and sweeping you off your feet, telling you all those sweet nothings in your ear. Right. All of that stuff that they learned on YouTube. Right. That they whispering in your ear. Right. All of that. When all of that fades away.
Mm-hmm.
OK. And life gets real.
Come on.
Do they still have it? Do you still see them in your dreams?
Mm-hmm.
10 years from now. 15 years from now, 20 years from now, do you see starting a family with them? Do you see, right, whatever it is that you want out of life, do you see them side by side with that person?
Will you see yourself with them even if nobody in your life accepts them?
Ooh.
That's a big thing. When nobody in your circle, nobody in your family, nobody accepts them, right? They do this thing for you. You feel it. You know it. You're with them. The world stops. But yet, you got everybody over here that's like, no.
They don't have this.
They ain't got this. It is this and this and this. But you like, no, you know what, how they make you feel. You know what y'all talked about and what y'all going to do and how y'all going to build your life together. That's how it was with us. There were so many people that did not want us together.
Like,
so
everybody.
Many people did not want us together.
Like,
I mean,
the whole village. They were like, no. They were like,
I mean, even up to like the wedding, people were trying to talk me out of getting married to him. But I just
didn't get with the white boy. No, don't do that. Like,
right? But I, you know, I was like, nah, I'm gonna give it a try.
Yeah,
once again,
haters.
I was like, yo, I'm gonna give it a try. I was like, and at the end of the day, it works. It just does. It works for us, and it has, obviously.
Well, and that's the thing, is this is where like, if you know, like, and love yourself, this is why this first thing is so important.
Yeah.
Because you're going to know. Yeah. You're going to know, man, they got it. They got the X factor, right? They got this thing that I've been on all these dates. I've met all of these people. Mm-hmm. And none of them do what this person is doing to me on the inside. None, man. Are they the person that you want to tell everything to,
right?
The first person, when you get good news, like, that's the person you want to tell, okay? When you get bad news, that's the person you want to tell. Like, when you need advice, mm-hmm. I'm not going to my girlfriends or my homies. I'm going to that person, right? Like, yo, what am I supposed to do? Like, they are your rock, okay? And that it factor.
And okay? You know what? Another thing, too, is you could be yourself with them.
Oh,
like, you could be truly yourself. Yes. Like, you could be the goofy person. You can be the serious person. You could be the I'm angry, I'm going off person.
You can be in your pajamas.
Which I like to see.
Like, she would do that to me when we were dating. She would come out in, like, just pajamas. One day she literally, look, yo, like, so I go and we're just dating, right? And I'm like, hey, I'll take you to Walmart, right?
I'm
and
like,
so I swing by and this girl is in pajamas, looking like she's literally going to bed right now, okay? And she walked up into Walmart confident, like, I don't care, right? And I thought it was sexy, right? I ain't gonna lie, like,
and that they do that more now than they did when I was 18.
Yeah.
19, you ain't going outside looking like you about to go to bed.
Mess,
you know what I'm saying?
Your mama smack you in the face.
For sure, you know, but yeah, I did. There was a lot of things I had taken Chad through, a lot of tests. Just to see, like, do you really want this? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you really committed to this? Because all of this comes with me, you know, at the end of the day. And he was willing to go through. There were so many, he didn't take me through a lot of tests that I did with him, but there was just a lot that went with him and his family that I just kind of
disrespect.
That's not disrespect. It's the damn truth. You know what I'm saying? Got the cops called on me. Okay. By his aunt. But you know what? At the end of the day, I still was ride or die. I was like, okay, I guess we're gonna go to jail. I don't know what we're gonna do here, but it worked out.
I was wild.
The end of the day, we stuck with each other, and he was the first person, you know, any bad news, good news, I wanted to talk to. I could be truly myself with him at all times. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times we would just sit with each other. We might not even say anything, but just the connection that we had was just different than anything else. And I know a lot of, I want to say this before we take a break. Let me say something real quick. A lot of women are going around saying this thing called I am the table. When a man asks, like, what do you bring to the table? You say, I am the table. What does that really mean? Because a table is just a piece of wood, okay, that's made from a tree. Okay, what are you putting on top of that table? What bolts are you putting together to keep it stable and together? That's what he's asking you. You being the table, that doesn't actually answer the question at all. And that's the whole part that I want to go. I just want to say real quick, when they're talking about being stable, like, the table has to be stable for you to put things on. So that means financially, you got to have your shit together. That means emotionally, you need to know where you're at.
Man.
That means that mentally, you need to have either got some counseling for some trauma that you've been through, or if you know that you're not right mentally, get some help before you get in a relationship. Okay. You need to know, like, okay, what is my plan? Where do I want to go in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years? Okay. If he comes along, if God go ahead and intervenes and brings somebody along in this place, in this time frame, right? Then I'm grateful. Thank you so much, God. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to be equipped with everything that I may need. But
man, I wish we could highlight that. You said no legs, no screws, no bolts, but they the table.
I know, right?
Look, I wish I could highlight that. Like,
I know. Because I'm like, the answers that they're giving when the men rebuttal them is like, okay, so what do you bring? You're just not the table.
Look,
and I'd be saying the same. I'd be looking at these women like, you.
Listen, real quick. This is for everybody. This isn't just men.
And it's not just for women, but women say that a lot.
No. But what I'm saying is this. A relationship, if you want it to succeed, okay, and you want to last the test of times, when they say test of time, that means you're going to face storms,
mm-hmm.
waves. You're going to face, like, there are going to be times that the bad definitely outweighs the good. Like it can get bad, mm-hmm. right? In a lot of different areas, financially, with your kids, like there could be just a lot of things that happen depending on life choices, right? And to be able to go through this, you have to be a team. Mm-hmm. And look, if y'all can just stay with me for 5 seconds, right? You think about any sport, okay? Basketball, football, tennis, or not tennis, because that's individuals. Well, they got partners, I think. But you know what I'm trying to say? Any team sport, okay? Everybody's playing their part. But not only that, when they see their partner slip, they cover down. They don't just say, should have made that block, huh? Right? They don't do that, right? They are always trying to help each other. Why? Because if he succeeds, I succeed. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, we win if both of us
come on
are doing what we got to do. If both of us are looking out for each other, if both of us are putting something in to this game that we call life. Okay. There is no just one person does it all and the other one kicks back and just chills. And no, man, we are working together, mm-hmm. and on every end, financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, we are going to do this together no matter what. And together we are going to get the win. Mm-hmm. You can't be super selfish and have a prospering relationship. Okay. It just is. Well, maybe, I don't know. I haven't seen one. Right. I haven't. And in the 40 plus years that I've been alive, I haven't seen it. All right. So that's why this is important. OK, man, life, your relationship is the table. Mm-hmm. Both of y'all need to sit at that joker and add to it.
Come on.
OK, that said, we need to take a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush
Network. Yeah, all right. So number four, all right, time stops when you are with them. And Linnell already kind of hit this, so we won't stay here for too long, right? But you know that you're with the right person, mm-hmm. when you lose track of time, like every time that you're with them, right? And this is important because you don't – man, no one wants to be in a relationship with when you're always like,
checking the time.
You know, you want somebody that you can get lost in a in that moment with. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's important. It's super important to, and that really shows the connection. And that's why this is important, right? It shows the real connection that you have with them because nothing else matters.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? This isn't about physical time. This is about that you are doing life with them and you are getting lost in your life just with them. Y'all are creating and doing something magnificent together. Okay. And you are just flowing with that. All right. And so, yeah, I don't know.
No, I feel like, yeah, I just feel like a lot of times people just live in like the now factor. Like you're talking about the present, the future, but you're just enjoying just right these moments right now. And I'm talking about every moment, whether you are on a date, whether you are, you know, talking about finances, whether you are raising your children, eating dinner, everything that you do is just as important as the next thing. It's just as important. And you just really start to empower each other in your life. Like you just enjoy every part of life, every part of life, and you don't want it to, you don't want it to see it end. You're just like, no. A lot of times people are always rushing to get to the next thing, rushing to get to somewhere else other than where they're supposed to be, which is really with the person that you joined, you said that you're going to do, you know, have the rest of your life with.
Let me tell you, let me blow y'all's mind for a second, right? The only thing that actually exists is right now.
I know.
Right now. Your past is done. It's over. You can't pull it into right now, right? Like, you can't do nothing with it. Mm-hmm. Take a picture, put it up on the wall. That's about it, okay? Learn some lessons, cherish some moments, but that's it. It's gone. And the future, it's not here. And it might not come the way you think it will, mm-hmm. right? See, that's the thing with the future. It's not here. You don't dictate what's going to take place tomorrow. Not fully. Yeah, our decisions right now will influence our tomorrow, 100%, right? But it still isn't here. Tomorrow isn't here. You have right now, right now. Find somebody that you can just be lost with, because if right now is the last moment that you get, you want it to be with someone who consumes you like that, who accents your life. Because we're talking about being whole, but find somebody that accents your life, that makes it even that much more beautiful, right? And so when you have that, you just get lost in those moments. You get lost in creating together, mm-hmm. okay? Doing life together. And it's truly a beautiful, beautiful thing when you can find somebody like that, okay? I mean, I got to tell Linnell, like, when we're fighting, there is no one I would rather fight with but her. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, even in the bad moments, there's no one I would rather be in the trenches with other than you. Mm-hmm. Fine. That, when I say in the moment, I'm talking about all of it.
All of
it. Not just this nice, y'all. Everybody thinks about relationships like, oh, just the nice stuff. Right? Man, y'all better get real.
Right.
Okay. Life's going to throw you some hooks.
Okay? A lot.
A lot. And sometimes all right after one another, right? Just boom, 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 right? So find somebody that you want to be in the ring with. Find somebody that while you're going through it, you're happy you're going through it with them.
Yes.
Catch that.
Seriously. Because I know you guys have heard, if you've listened to us, you guys know our daughter had a stroke in 2010. And let me tell you something. That right there brought us closer than anything else. Besides, of course, okay, 10 years later when Chad has his motorcycle accident. But God, I just thought about that, 2010, 2020. Yeah. Anyways, but everything that we went through with our children brought us closer. And they were hard times, hard moments. A lot of moments where most parents that we've met have divorced by now.
Yeah, crumbled.
And for us, it was something that ignited us closer. Our presence with each other ignites. It's like this flame around us that comes. We don't need, like I said, I've said this before, we don't have to be touching each other, but you'll feel the energy, the connection between us. He will be on the other side of the room, and yet I'll know he's there. I'll know he's there just because I feel it. That's the kind of person. That is the partner that you want to, you will know that they're right for you. You'll know that this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. This is the person I'd actually like to go ahead and engage into a relationship with to see if they are who they say they are.
Yeah. And so the next thing that is super important, right, is are they somebody you're willing to choose over everyone and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the common themes in a prospering relationship is that you choose each other every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You choose each other over sometimes a promotion at work. You choose, I'm telling you, you choose each other over
family
and friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, you honestly, when you're fighting, you're choosing each other. When you choose to make up and forgive each other and work on healing, mm-hmm. and moving forward, you are choosing,
mm-hmm.
that person. You're saying, no, I'm still choosing you.
Yes.
I choose you. And that's why I say it's an everyday thing, but find somebody that you can truly say that you will choose come hell or high water. I choose you. I choose you over everyone, everything, in the roughest moments and in the greatest moments. I choose you. Because sometimes that's the other thing. Sometimes in the greatest moments, we also forget about that person, right? That we said that we want to do life with. It's not always in the bad times that we're like, nah, right? Sometimes it's when you did something really good and everybody's giving you praises, mm-hmm. right? And you forget that that other person held you down, gave you the space, gave you the time, did things for you. So that way you could
shine,
shine and do your thing, yeah. right? Like, are you still willing to choose them when you getting all the praise? Are you still willing to bring them up and be like, yo, I couldn't have done none of this without, you know, whoever, right?
Yeah.
So choose each other. Find somebody that you can truly choose over everything.
I'm in agreement. I don't look up to celebrities like that at all. But I will always tell him how proud I am of Denzel Washington, because every time that he gets an award, every time that somebody's praising him, every time that somebody is giving him his flowers, accolades, you know what I mean? He's always going right back to his wife. Yeah. Always. I couldn't have done none of this without her. I wasn't even a great father to my children because I wasn't even there. She's the one that raised them. He talks about his wife was the one that held him down, even in those moments when he first joined Hollywood and nobody really accepted him. His wife was the one that taught him about God besides his mother. His wife was the one that, you know, was there on the toughest moments, you know, when he's trying to build this career. It was his wife.
Yeah, he didn't choose Hollywood. He chose his wife. You see and what I'm saying?
So he always, in every award, everything he's ever received, he's always given praise to his wife. And you don't see that at all, especially in Hollywood. And to see that come from such a, I would say, valued man. That they, you know, everybody says he always, like I said, just gives praise to his wife. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. So choosing each other, right? It's an important quality that, and if you can't say that, don't jump in that relationship. Okay. Just be cool. Right. Like it ain't because look,
it's not worth it.
Why a lot of you guys are settling, right? You're settling for people that, you know, they don't even have half the qualities that you're looking for. Right. But you allow fear to come in. Well, I don't want to grow old alone, or I don't want this. So then you sacrifice your worth. Mm-hmm. You sacrifice getting the gym over getting some random rock in the garden. Right. Like,
and there's no age on love. There's no age on love. So if you're in your 40s, right, and you still haven't found the one, that's okay.
Yeah, you'll be
just
all right.
Really work on you. Just continue to work on you. We preach that to people all the time. If you would just focus on you and work on you, I promise you, if you're supposed to have somebody, it's just going to happen. Because the thing about life is that regardless of how much we try to make something happen, if it's not supposed to happen, it won't.
No.
And as much as we try to stop something from happening, but it's supposed to happen, it's going to. Yeah. And so we don't really control much of anything. We always say we do. We do our best as humans to try to control. All right. But at the end of the day, we don't control much of anything.
And as soon as you let go, that's when it seems to come into our lives.
And it's so much freer when you let go and you just allow things to just unfold the way they're supposed to. And when I say things, I mean life. Life is going to unfold the way it's going to, regardless. You're just supposed to get up and work on you daily. Yes, we are in this marriage for 19 years. We're going on 20 this year. Yes, do we have 4 kids? Have we been best friends for 28 years? Yes, all that goodness. But when we wake up, we're waking up individually. Two individual people waking up, deciding to go ahead and love each other and then work on life. We just happen to be able to do it together.
Yeah. All right. So the next thing, right? Number 6. Addressed red flags and see change. Now, this is probably out of everything that we just said. If you've done the other things, you know, and you know yourself, you like yourself, you've, you know, all this other stuff. You found the person. Look, none of us are perfect.
Amen.
Everybody's got habits. All right. we I think we said this a couple weeks ago, right? When two people come together to start doing life together, right? Let's say we meet at 20 years old, okay? I have 20 years of doing life a certain way, right? I'm conditioned to the way my mom or my dad or my family or my life has been, right? I make the bed like this. I eat like this. I talk like this, okay? And then you meet this person. It's 20 years old, right? They had the same thing going on, but completely different than whatever you experienced. But so two people completely conditioned to two different types of lives, okay? There is bound to be some things that don't mesh, right? There's going to be chords that get struck. There's going to be no-goes, right? When we talk about this, a red flag doesn't always have to be deep. Like, some of it's deep. Some of it could be real simple, mm-hmm. right? Some of it could be as deep as, I don't like when someone touches me because I haven't fully healed because I was raped,
yeah,
right? And so when this happens to me, I can't function, right? And so being able to express that mm-hmm. to your partner and then see change. Now, listen, when I say see change, I don't mean they change for a week. I don't mean that they told you all the things that you dreamed that they would tell you mm-hmm. because, you know, you had that imaginary talk in your head before you had the actual talk, and you heard exactly what they were going to say. And somehow they just spilled something so close to that to you. Right. And you just take them on that word and you just let it go. Right. Now, I'm talking about real change. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about over time. Okay. That is real change. Why is that important? Because if they can't do that now, do you think they're really going to do that when y'all get married?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You think they're just all of a sudden going to learn how to respect the things that that bother you or hurt you or no-goes, right? Or it's really a value thing, mm-hmm. right? It's a value thing. I need to value this person, and this bothers them, or this is a something that I need to work on within myself. You need to address it. Okay. And you need to see that change. Now, again, some of it could be,
it could be a small conversation,
right?
Some might
just light, you yeah. know what I mean? But you still need to see that they respected you enough mm-hmm. to enact real change in their life.
Yes.
Okay. Real change, not superficial, not skin deep, real change. Okay.
Not just for a week. Like he said, please do not do that. Not even a month.
Be patient.
Like consistency. And you know what you should do, which we've talked about this before too, which is also while they are making these changes and you see that they are making an effort. Okay. One, if they slip up, don't make them feel horrible for a mess up. Okay. But two, if you see that you know what, they really have worked on not doing that, you know, to me or saying that to me, or they've worked on fixing this thing that I have an issue with. You know what? I appreciate you so much for really working on that, because you don't even know that could be really hard for them. You don't know, unless y'all talked about it, that could be a serious situation for them. It could be from, I don't see why it's so important to make the bed. I never make the bed. I'm about to come back home. I've known people that have gotten arguments over this. Like, yo, I'm coming back home to get in the bed. You know what I'm saying? So why I gotta make it? Because you know what? They grew up where they didn't have to make the bed and everything was fine. But you grew up where it was like every day, that's what the first thing you did was make your bed. And so for you, it's kind of one of those like repetitive things, right? And then you feel like, oh, I've accomplished this, check it off. Where they're not thinking that. Right. So at the end of the day, if you do see that they have accomplished that goal and that you start to see them consistently getting up and they're making the bed because they get out the bed after you, right? They get out the bed after you, then you know what? Just kind of get them like, yo, I appreciate that. I appreciate you, you know, you making that effort. And I thank you for that.
This isn't on something that I was going to say, but since you said that, like, before you get into Amen. A relationship, okay, define the no-goes to you, right? Define the things that you're like, if they do this, I have to address it. Mm-hmm. I have to see immediate change, or you got to leave, right? You can't be in my life. Because some things like the bed, right? That's something that's an easy fix. Instead of getting an argument, yeah. you could just make it, right? Because let me tell you something that I learned a long time ago. And this has stuck with me. I had a friend. I consider him like a brother. And his wife would always leave her clothes all over the floor. And he's a neat freak, right? Like, he had to have everything, you know, bed made, things in the drawers, drawers closed, clothes folded, hung up, all of that, right? And she was the complete stark opposite, right? She was just throwing stuff everywhere, right? She didn't care.
Leave her clothes on the floor everywhere.
Draws on the light post. Like, she didn't care, right? And at first, of course, it was a thing, right? Because it's aggravating because it's opposite of what you want, mm-hmm. right? A red flag isn't necessarily just because I want something.
Right.
Right. Y'all need to define what a real red flag is. Okay. Like, y'all, I said, if they touch me like this, it triggers the fact that I got raped. That's a red flag.
Yes.
Lying is a red flag.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are like the things that you need to define within yourself before you just hop into a relationship, because those red flags shouldn't change no matter what. But this person told me, you know what I realized is that me picking up those clothes after her means that that person's in my life. So I'm going to keep picking those clothes up because she's in my world. And that's what's important to me. Okay. There are some little things that are going to teach you how to compromise. It's going to teach you how to communicate. Mm-hmm. It's going to teach you how to appreciate that other person. Okay. So don't get it twisted. Don't be like, man, I see in this, especially this generation, y'all sensitive, man. Y'all too damn sensitive, in my opinion, right? Y'all want to cry over every damn thing, right? You're not going to make it 20 years, 40 years if you're crying over every damn thing. Okay. You just won't. So understand that you're going to have to just work on that compromise, understanding that, you know what? Yeah, they did this and I don't like it.
Right.
And I'm going to tell them, like, you know, I like it like this. But some things you can just go ahead and do it, and you can find the appreciation for that person in doing that after them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not allowing it to be a game changer and a relationship ending thing.
Right.
Is that
no, that makes a lot of sense. It does. Cause we had to go through that a whole lot. We were both raised very different. And so for me, I was like, hey, this is how I like things. And he was like, well, this is how I like things. Okay. Well, the way you do things is stupid. So we're going to do it my way. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. Don't.
But that's how it was. I was like, no, it's my way. Hello. But you know what? That didn't work. And I just started compromising, you know. And when he does talk about the triggers, he's right. You know, I was actually raped, and that's what he's talking about. And I didn't share that with him at first. And then I had a lot of moments of just like, don't touch me here. Don't, you know, my guard was up, and he didn't understand that. And I can look back and understand. And we went through the whole spill and got help, and we're good. But let me tell you something, if you don't know yourself and you can't go through those moments of expressing that to your partner and knowing that even for your own self, right? Knowing your own triggers, knowing what those things are that bother you and share it with your partner, the person that you want to be in this relationship with. And if they don't know those things about you and you're not comfortable enough to share those things with them, that's a problem too.
And y'all see that, like, we're talking about doing all this stuff before you commit to a serious relationship. Like, we're saying these things should be in place before you just say, yeah, we doing life together.
I saw this person and they look so good, and they thought I look good, and you know, it was like, yeah, let's go ahead and just hook up. And then you wonder why people are divorced, you know what I'm saying, within like 2 months. Like, it's crazy. I saw a reel today, and this photographer posted, and it was a beautiful capture because they were in front of this waterfall, and it was this groom and the bride. Beautiful picture. But like she said, it's that's all it is. It's just a picture because they got divorced 2 months later. So understand that every tip that we're giving you is just to go ahead and help you work on yourself. That's what we want you to do, really, is just really work on yourself first and then turn around and then get into a relationship if that's in that moment you see fit.
Yeah, because like if you don't have yourself right, a bed not being made will cause like relationship ending effects because you can't You can't ever, you can't see beyond the negative. You can't right. see beyond what you want and only what you want, right?
And a relationship is not about yeah. you. That's why you should stay single. If you want it to be about you, then you just need to be yeah. single. Be but player, if you, player. If you're like, I really do want to share my life with someone, then you have to understand that you're, like he said, I love how you break that down. You're bringing somebody in to your world that's been conditioned for whatever age they are, you know what I'm saying, at that time, to the way that they have lived life for that many years. And now you've been conditioned for so many years, and now you all are trying to combine that together. And that's why, I mean, that's a whole nother topic which we should talk about, is maybe why you shouldn't live with your partner versus why you should live with your partner. Right. You know, because that's another thing. You have to, communicating, that's the biggest key. It just hit me. Yeah. That's why communication is so big, because when you have these conversations, right, you're just talking, you're corresponding, come to the table every time y'all meet with questions. So like, hey, if I did this and this, what how you gonna feel about that? Hey, if I said this and this, what how you feel? What's that going to do to you? You know what I'm right. saying? Yo, how are you in the morning when you first wake up? Do you like to talk or you don't like to talk? You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, find those.
Like, all those little details are very important yeah. before you actually get in a relationship with this person. You do minimize less fights because you already walk in knowing this person.
Right. What are they saying? G.I. Joe, no one's half the battle, right? Amen. And when I want y'all to think, when I talk about red flags in this whole process, what you're doing is you're uncovering the other person. And when mm-hmm. I say uncovering, I'm talking about the hurt, the things that don't just come out when you're out for ice cream on a date. Okay. The uncovered thing, or the covered things. Okay. The things that they don't just let everybody mm-hmm. know and see about them. Those things have to be uncovered before you just say, let's build a whole life together. Right. You need to know what's going on, how you guys, like she said, I like that, like just talking, right? Figuring out each other, figuring out what's important, what pushes them to the edge. So now you're getting the layout of the ground, right? You're starting to figure out what's what and where's what. And now you know how to move. You know how to speak to them. You know, when they get a certain way, you know what? I just need to let them have a moment, right? I'm going to go do something else. I'll come back and check on them in a few minutes. And just that awareness can save you an immense amount of fighting, okay? But if you're not willing to discuss the red flags and respect each other's boundaries and get that layout, you're going to have a lot of fights.
And the thing is about the person that you're choosing, right? Everybody has insecurities.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, they're going to eventually see them. They will see them regardless. You start to sleep with somebody long enough, the insecurities are going to come out. And the more time you spend together, the insecurities are going to show up. Why would you want to then jump into a relationship with somebody that you don't feel comfortable being judged by, right? In your insecurities, like all my insecurities, he knows about, he saw them. He like, okay, I see that. How can I help her? Right. How can I help her be secure in that?
What do they call it? Helpmate. Right.
Yeah. He like my helpmate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So he took all my insecurities and started helping me with them. He started helping me heal from a lot of that stuff that I went through when I was younger. He started to really like take down the guards, and not anybody could do that. I didn't share what had happened to me with anybody. Right. But yet he was the first person I told. He was the first person I told, and I wanted to share it with him, and I wanted to release that, and I wanted to break the barrier down in my marriage so that he could feel comfortable just touching me certain ways that I didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah. And man, I'm telling you, this will really help you guys as you move forward into a relationship. Have some substance to that relationship, mm-hmm. right? Have something real, something that's going to last the test of time. All right. So the last thing, okay, is giving time. I like this because listen, I just said you got to see change with the red flags, right? You got to fill them. You got to fill them out. You got to figure out all this out. What's what, right? Don't just rush into marriage. Okay. Give time. Let time. I heard that time is the greatest test, right? And the greatest determining factor, okay? If it can last over time, if the fire keeps going over time, if the change sticks over time, you see what I'm saying? A lot of couples, we were one of them. We rushed into marriage. We rushed into a serious, life-changing relationship, okay? And we went through a lot of pain, a lot of pain, a lot of struggle, man. It is better. You got your whole life.
Yeah.
What's better? Waiting a little bit on the front, right? Making sure you're getting things right. And I'm not saying like, you know, analysis paralysis where everything is good. You just won't do it because you're scared. I'm not talking about not pulling the trigger because of that, but I'm saying giving real time to see change, to see if this, they really have the it factor. Mm-hmm. If they really, if you've really healed enough to enter into a relationship. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like those things will save you so much trouble, because here's the deal. Do you want to do it once, or do you want to do it 3, 4, 6, 7 times? Because a lot of people are doing it. And what do we tell? And if y'all don't remember right now, almost 50% of first time marriages end up in divorce, but wait, there's more. Second time marriages, 60%. Oh, but wait, there's more. Third time marriages, divorce at a 70% clip. 70, it goes up. The more marriages that you're entering into, the higher the chances that you end up in a divorce. And we don't want that for anybody. And we're not saying that if you get a divorce, you can't make the next marriage work or whatever, right? We're just saying, statistically speaking, the numbers are not in the favor, right? So if we can prevent being in that situation in the first place, wouldn't that be wise? Wouldn't that be smart? So invest into your future by taking this moment before you jump into something serious, right? Take it seriously, because your future depends on how you guys handle it, and giving time the power of time, right?
I would say fools rushing.
Yeah.
Fools rushing. They really do. I'm not saying that you won't make it, because obviously we are that couple that we rushed in and we've made it. You know, I know other people that have been married, you know, they gone on one date and they turned around and got married like a month later, and it's worked out for them. They've been married for 17 years. There are some people that they just know, they just know, they know, they know. And I love those stories, but he just told you, the statistics of what the truth is and true and what reality is
for most
showing for you most know, of again, us. And at the end of the day, we're just here to give you tips and guidance just so that, you know what, you're becoming the best version of you regardless at the end of the day. You know, if you walk away with anything, it's to really know yourself, love yourself, and like yourself.
Amen.
I really would just really hone in on that first. Do that. Everything else will come, right? Yep. But if you do that first, that's the number one key to a successful, peaceful, joyful life. Without even having somebody. Okay. So then when somebody else does come, it's just bonus.
Right.
They just bonus. It's like, I feel like he's bonus to me. You know, that's all it is. Like, I'm always thanking God. Thank you
bonus
for him.
Check.
He's bonus, because the more I know about myself and I like myself and I love myself, I know, and I really appreciate myself. And I appreciate God for creating me and sending me here and then allowing me to be this mother to my children, to have the life I have, to take me through all the lessons, right? I don't look at anything like it's negative. So I say, thank you, God, for all the lessons that you've taken me through, because I'm still here standing, still smiling every single day. You know, and I look at my husband and I'm just grateful for where we were to where we're at every single day, because I just know that we were both kids, raising kids, trying to figure out life, thinking that we knew the answers and we had no clue, right? But if we were to have, if we would have given it time, if we would have just, if we would have given it time and really worked on ourselves first and really figured out ourselves first, then we wouldn't have went through all the hurdles that we went through. Okay. Right. We still would have, you know, we might have still financially went through the struggle. We might have still had, of course, quite a few fights and arguments and all types of stuff. But it wouldn't have been over the things that we were arguing over due to the fact that we were both still immature. We both still didn't know each other. So we were both coming in with very much hurt and anger and insecurity and trauma. And, you know, it was a lot of chaos. And you, that's what we're trying to do, is help you all not have that, just being in a relationship.
A lot of unawareness of ourself, mm-hmm. of our true self, right? And what was really happening within us and why we were reacting to life mm-hmm. the way we were reacting to it, right? Like, sit back for a second and just analyze why you respond to life the way you do. Why do you get bent out of shape over certain things, right? Like, really start digging into those things. That's introspection, right? Like, you start looking mm-hmm. and start like investigating, why am I like that? Like, what, where did this start? You know, and then you can begin to find the root cause mm-hmm. and you can begin to pull those things out and plant something better in its place.
I love that.
Okay. So, yeah, and also remember that. Don't pull something out without putting something back in, okay? Something better, all right? And that will also help you along the way.
I love that.
Man, I think that's a wrap, man. Look, we love all y'all. I hope this helped. You know, if there's anything you guys want us to address or talk about on one of our future shows, let us know.
If you have any concerns, yeah. questions, if you are trying to get in touch with us, you can hit us up at mybulletproofmarriages@e360tvlive.com, or you can join our Facebook group that we have. We have couples in there that's been married for over 40 years. We have single people in there. So join, you know, Chad puts content all the time. I won't say I do, because I am not social media.
It's become a little less, right?
Yeah. I'm not a big social media head, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm still here, and you can always reach me through, like I said, my bulletproof marriages at e360tvlive.com, or you can hit DM me on Facebook, and we will see you next week.
Peace. Bye, fam.
Not sure I understand it, but everything seems